guys, and welcome back to another episode of Blondes Living Boldly. I'm Emily.
And I'm Jade.
And as you can hear, Jade is a bit under the weather.
I'm sounding a bit sorry for myself. I'm not actually feeling that sorry for myself.
But she just sounds
really like,
yes. Meh. She's got a very sore throat, very croaky. So I, unfortunately, will be doing most of the talking today. And Jade will be interjecting as and when she can.
I'll do my best, guys. I'm here. We should have done this episode before I got a sore throat, but we kind of put it off.
Yeah.
And now it's Monday, episode goes out on Wednesday, so it has to be done.
It has to be done. So anyway, if you are new to us, guys, welcome. I will say, where have you been? Only because we are now on season two. But you've got lots to catch up on, so fun times. But just to give you a little kind of brief intro as to who we are. So we are obviously blonde. We are 30-somethings and we are currently living in the Italian Alps, trying to live our best and boldest life. Okay?
Lovely.
Obviously, the podcast is, as we said, for anyone and everyone. But we are here realistically with trying to give a bit of advice, whether you take it or not, that's your decision.
Adventures. You don't take our own advice.
No. So. Adventures, because obviously we live in the mountains, we do kind of like to get out and about. Mistakes, we do make a lot of them, so you might learn a few things, you might obviously not try to make the same ones. And musings. So I think today, as it is December.
We're in December, guys. It's here.
It is here. Christmas is, I think, 20 days away.
What does Christmas mean? Food.
Food. So today's episode is all about kind of Christmas food, that month of December, or like the overindulgence. Okay. But before we do, we will start with our customary cheers of coffee this morning.
Yeah, so, I'm not in a alcohol place. Hot toddy is my max right now.
Which obviously is alcoholic.
Yeah, I tried to have a glass of wine last night to kind of soothe my throat because my boyfriend was having a gin and tonic. And I literally was like, I had a few sips and I was like, it hurts, it burns. No.
No, no, no. So the only alcohol Jade is currently having is what goes into her hot toddy. Which
obviously a hot toddy is a preference, right? What goes into your hot toddy.
Mm.
But for me, it's gin.
Gin. Yeah, I know traditionally I think it's like whiskey or something, but yeah. I'm not
a fan of whiskey.
No.
If you don't know what a hot toddy is, get involved. It's December. It's time for a hot toddy.
I mean, they're great anyway, even if you're not ill, but as Brits, that is what we drink when we have sore throats, when we're feeling a bit down. A mixture of, what is it, hot water, lemon, honey, alcohol of your choice, and then whatever spices you want to add.
Yeah, I added the, like, and brulee spices last night. Ooh. Oh, it was good. I had two last night, so I had one just with ginger because, you know, I love ginger.
Yeah,
It's good for you. So
it is very good for you.
And then I had one with ginger and the mulled wine spicy mix thing. Oh, it was good. Even the boyfriend said that actually does taste good.
Okay, fair. Might have to try that the next time.
At the restaurant, like, do a hot toddy and you come off the mountain and you're a bit chilly. Snowy day,
actually,
hot toddy.
Not everyone likes like mulled wine or what have you. So actually that might be quite a good little, because they could add genepi to it, you know, everything.
Yeah.
I reckon
you could, yeah.
I reckon genepi would go quite nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got sidetracked as per usual.
Hey, it's December. That's a December-y drink.
Like, it is. It is.
Your hot chocolate with Baileys.
Oh,
if you're an adult.
Yes. Baileys hot chocolate. I mean, if you've listened to our previous episode, you'll know why me and Jay don't necessarily drink a lot of Baileys these days.
We're not allowed it in the house because
we drink the whole bottle
way too much and then we felt very ill. So
it's only a literally probably around the Christmas period, so not even now.
Close enough yet.
No, we're not.
Obviously, yeah, Christmas comes, but once a year.
Well, the month of December arrives and I think we can all safely say the overindulgence starts.
Definitely.
It's a case of, you know, well, I mean, it all starts with the Christmas chocolate advent calendar.
Listen,
right?
If you're having chocolate in the morning, the day is done.
The day,
me.
Yeah.
Like, if I have something sweet in the morning, like, even if I have Cocoa Pops in the morning.
That's all I want for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have got a chocolate advent calendar, there's no judgment here. Well, I don't have an advent calendar.
I've chosen not to, but I do have a box of celebrations, which I opened on the 1st of December, and I am having at least one a day. But again, at the moment, a lot of chocolate's hurting my throat as well, so I'm not even enjoying that.
Oh, no.
Ugh. Can't have wine, can't have chocolate. Jesus, what even is this?
Well, yeah, because as we said, December is here. You're meant to be having all the fun foods. So Christmas parties have started.
We have a rule, right, that calories don't count. In December.
No, definitely not.
I'm not thinking about it. I'm not judging myself. I'm just here for a good time.
Yeah.
In December.
I think that's what everyone, does everyone live by that?
Maybe it's just us. Not sure. That's a question for you.
Yeah, let us know. Are you like us? Do you like to, you know, partake in the indulgence of food this month?
I think you kind of have to get you in the Christmas spirit. We need to decide when we're going to make mince pies. Like,
oh yeah,
go all out. Really, I'm excited for mince pies. I bought mince meat out with me from the UK.
She did 2 jars of it. Was it Sainsbury's?
Is it Sainsbury's finest?
I
went finest.
Yeah,
I didn't go with basic, even though it was on sale.
And no. You can't.
Some kind of alcohol, brandy.
Brandy, yes.
You do want brandy in it.
You need it.
It's better.
You need it, but yeah, I am looking forward to a mince pie because that, unfortunately, is something we do not get here in Italy.
There's no mince pies. There's no.
No, I mean. I don't know why you wouldn't. It's great.
And then I think mincemeat's an English thing.
It is.
It's very confusing. It doesn't have meat in it.
No. It's all dried fruits.
It's one of those, it's like pudding.
It is.
You can have a black pudding, which is savoury.
And then every other kind of pudding.
Is obviously sweet.
A Yorkshire pudding is savoury. Yeah. And then obviously, if you have sticky toffee or what have you, they're obviously savoury puddings.
I had really good sticky toffee pudding when I went back, but they put the calories on the menu.
I mean, that's just rude. Why would you do that?
I've had a full Sunday roast.
Which, you know, why would
and
you
I'm
not?
I'm back in the UK and it was over 1,000 calories for a sticky toffee pudding.
I mean, I don't
and
need
I looked
to know
it
that.
And I thought, you know what? Fuck it. I'm back in the UK this once. I can't get sticky toffee pudding for the rest of the year. I don't give a flying fuck. Give me the sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah, 1,000 calories. Screw you.
Over 1,000. I think it was like 1,400. I was like, that's literally what I eat on a diet day. It was huge. It was. I didn't finish it.
Oh
so
my
it's
God.
Fine.
But why would you do that? People
what
don't.
A dessert menu. I don't. Like, if I'm choosing to have dessert, I'm indulging.
I get it with
anyway.
Maybe the main courses and the starters. Fine. People like to know what calories they're taking in.
No, if I'm going out for dinner, I'd rather not know.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't want to know anyway, regardless. But I suppose they're trying to kind of maybe keep up with the trend. But do not put it on the freaking dessert menu.
Or you ask, would you like a dessert menu with the calorie allowance or not? Like, do you want to know? Mm. Some people, that's super triggering, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it really bothered me. I got the sticky toffee pudding anyway, because fuck it.
Why not? You only live once at the end of the day.
I was like, when am I going to be out at a pub having Sunday roast again? Probably not till Jan. It's October or November. Like,
yeah. It'll be in the new year, so you might as well make the most of it.
Just,
I mean, I can never say no to a sticky toffee pudding anyway.
I don't know. I was like, I looked at the calories and I was like, but I want it. And I didn't finish it, so it's fine. It was huge.
No. But yeah, there's lots of things that we just love about Christmas.
Christmas is just
and
a lovely time.
Food and alcohol is definitely up there.
But like you're feeling merry. If you get a bit of a Santa belly by Christmas Day, who really cares?
No.
I have seen a lot of things about working out and starting like in December rather than starting in Jan. And I'm all here for that. Obviously,
same.
I'm not working out right now because I'm ill.
You are. I'd be telling you, no, Jade, slow down.
My body aches, so I think I just know. That's enough.
It is.
I'm obviously eating healthy anyway because, like I said, I can't have wine or chocolate.
No, surprisingly
I
so.
I really have smooth things. I've made myself a roast carrot soup, which I've been.
Oh, I love, but soup and December. Oh, they just go hand in hand.
They do. So yeah, I mean, you don't obviously have to be crazy with your overindulgence. I choose not to track calories in December. Let's say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, don't go stupidly crazy just because it is Christmas. But I think most people kind of are under the pretense of like, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like, I want it, so I'm going
to
have it.
You can't diet because like you want to go out for dinner with people that you love. You want to go to the Christmas party.
Yeah.
You want
to. There's more reasons to go out. And that obviously the food around you know, now that it's winter anyway, just winter food in general is more like carby.
Colder, it's
colder, so it's going to be hot food. Like, you're not realistically going to be going for a salad, I assume. I mean, you might, I don't know.
I think only is that acceptable if it's like a cranberry.
It's starter. Maybe like a brie and cranberry brie one and cranberry, for starter.
Yeah.
Not as a main course, no.
Although we had a salad for lunch the other day.
We did.
Goat's
cheese. Yeah, it was, and that was on bread, hot, in France.
Fine.
It didn't, you know, on a nice sunny day with the snow around you. It was fine.
Yeah, obviously we have snow here now, so we are feeling very Christmassy.
It is a full-on winter wonderland. It snowed quite heavy last night. I had to do some snow clearing this morning. Not happy about it, but when you live in the mountains...
There you go, exercise, fine.
Yeah. Now I'm like thinking, well, how many calories did I burn this morning? I can definitely afford to eat some naughty things.
We need to book in when we're going to make mince pies. That's what we need to do.
So I'm thinking... Maybe we could do it this week with the boys, Jade.
What, make them make mince pies? We made them carve pumpkins, guys.
I mean, we're slowly introducing our like holiday traditions, so why not?
So I had this conversation with a student this morning. They were like, I don't think I could be with someone that wasn't like from my culture.
Oh, really?
What about all those things that you want to share?
Yeah, true.
And I was like, yeah, but it's really fun because you get to introduce someone else that's never experienced it.
I know.
To, like, certain little parts of your culture. Obviously, like, there are moments, we've talked about it before, where you have like a massive culture shock or like things just hit you differently. But I think it's quite nice because you literally get to introduce someone new.
You're excited about it and you love it. So it's something then that you can share with them, and
obviously they get to do the same.
They get to, yeah. I mean,
our boyfriends aren't excited about anything to do with Christmas, but
no, they're not. But yeah, I reckon maybe we get them helping at, like, you know, because they've both tried them before, so they both like them, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I reckon
it
could be a good thing, a good little one, you know, for them to help us out with. I mean, even if they don't, we can still
We'll make them either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think Christmas is that really nice time where you don't have to worry too much. Like, it doesn't really matter. Okay.
You shouldn't feel guilty is the thing.
Maybe you shouldn't go too crazy and not do anything over Christmas or whatever. But I think, you know, letting go of the expectation that you're going to be perfect and you're not going to eat all those things.
No,
it's not going to do it. Like, it just seems silly to me. Like, there are worse things in the world than gaining weight, right? And for me, the worst thing would be not getting to enjoy the food that I want to enjoy and getting to, like, relax during this, like, special time of the year.
I mean, that's a massive thing about Christmas is the food. It's, you know, it's obviously, and it's the whole kind of sharing the food with your loved ones. So whether that's with your friends or your family, you know, you all kind of gather around a table, or, I mean, I don't know, not necessarily maybe a table, but most people do, like, and you kind of share the food, people contribute, like, it's a big factor. So I think limiting yourself and being like, oh yeah, well, no, like, I'm not going to have anything bad this month until Christmas Day, like, is that also a good idea? I don't know.
Like, I'm gonna, like, almost punish myself before I indulge on Christmas Day. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh no, I won't eat because I'm gonna eat loads.
Or, like,
fine.
I mean, come on,
food is fuel anyway, so
it is. So yeah, as long as you don't go too silly,
it's not a bad thing to have some extra fuel for Jan's hard, it's cold, it's dark.
Yeah, and, you know, Jan's a bore, like, it's the worst month anyway. So, I mean, we have spoken about New Year's resolutions before, and obviously we don't really agree with them, but...
We don't agree.
If you want to, you know, at least
I agree with
most
goals
people...
what you want in the year.
Yeah, a lot of people will do the whole, you know, I'm going to get fit in Jan. Well, then why not have a fun December then, if that's going to be your goal for
also,
the new year?
If you think, like, you're going to start in Jan, it's harder to actually start. You might as well start doing, you know, a little workout here and there in December, but don't worry about your food, because actually it's better rather than in Jan restricting yourself on food, putting yourself in this, like, exercise
no alcohol, no nothing.
Like, you might as well, why don't you introduce the exercise now, but eat whatever you want. And then you've already got a routine of exercise.
Good
then
shout.
You only have to do,
good shout, Jade.
You want to do the diet.
Yeah. Which I think a lot of people do anyway.
Yeah.
Or it might not be that they necessarily go on a diet. They just don't eat the same foods that they ate throughout December.
Not having chocolate for breakfast.
Yeah. When you've done it for 25 days, it can be quite hard.
Only 25. What are you doing for Boxing Day, the day after Boxing Day?
Like, I mean, as in...
They don't count as days.
They all merge into one. So basically from the 25th to the to New Year, so to like the 31st, those days are just one. It's one. It's just one day. Like they all roll into one. You can do... They don't count. You can do whatever you want on those days.
You can do nothing.
Nothing. You can do everything. Like, yeah, those are weird days. No one knows what day it is.
Well, I'm going to be working on those days anyway, so...
Yeah, I they're the weirdest days for me. Yeah. I'm like, I feel so like disorientated every day I wake up because I'm like, so what actual day is it?
Like, what like, should I be? Spears again? No,
exactly.
Someone else is like, no, into walking, into
yeah. Let's get outside. Let's go for a nice long walk. I'm fine with that. Fine with that. So, I think let's discuss. The types of food, like typical foods that we have at Christmas. Jade, what would you say is always on your table at Christmas?
Are you talking like your main course?
Or any food. Like,
obviously, we've already mentioned mince pies. The
mince, pies. But they're generally like,
They're not even a dessert.
No.
Just whenever you feel like
it. Yeah, they're always around on Christmas Day.
Kind of scattered around, you know.
Yeah, on for Christmas lunch, whether you have it like as a lunch, mid-afternoon, evening, what are the most typical things that you have on the table?
Need to have a Yorkshire pudding.
Yes.
Need to have.
Which is obviously, I don't think you're not necessarily meant to have it at Christmas,
are
you? I
don't care. I need it.
It's not like a tradition. It's not meant to be.
But I need it.
But I need it too.
Yeah.
Like you can't have Christmas.
Not a single one, I need a few.
You can't have Christmas lunch without.
A bit of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I'm a vegetarian, so I have nut roast.
Yeah. Fair.
My mum's making a different one this year.
Ooh, okay.
So since I was a child, we have had nut roast. Bear in mind, my family have been veggies all my life, so.
For you, yeah. Meat's a no-go.
Meat's not anything I've ever tried, so I don't know. But yeah, so obviously we've always had nut roast at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We probably avoided it when we were kids. I don't remember really, but we always had it. And now she's doing a veggie Wellington.
Oh my god!
I was like, "Well, you can perfect it this year because I'll be back home for Christmas next year."
So yeah, she's got this Christmas. If it all goes to pot, literally, she can then make it better for next time.
Exactly.
Okay. So for me, I would probably say, got to have Brussels sprouts.
You have to have Brussels sprouts. I don't like them, but you have to have at least one.
I know they're a bit like Marmite. You either love them or you hate them. I'm a lover, so I love having a good helping of Brussels sprouts,
it depends how you do them, right? Because if they're just boiled,
yeah, you see, I will eat them boiled, don't get me wrong,
I will. Lots of
but
gravy.
My mum always, like, she normally fries them off with a bit of bacon or like onions or something. Like, she obviously parboils them first, yes. But yeah, makes
them a bit
tastier.
But you do have to have them, that's always been my mum's rule,
yeah.
You have to have one on your plate, it's Christmas.
Same, we do.
Brussels sprouts become synonymous with Christmas.
I don't know.
And why?
Exactly. I'm assuming maybe it was like, I don't know, is it something that dates back to like World Wars or something? And it was like, that's what all there was. They had like a thing that there wasn't much available and Brussels sprouts were a bumper crop that year, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, for me, you've got to have your Brussels sprouts. As a meat eater, you've got to have a pig in blanket. Obviously, for the vegetarians out there, no, but maybe there's an I don't know if you've got an option for a pig in blanket that's not veggie. I mean, you could have a veggie sausage wrapped in I don't know what.
We don't do.
No.
I think, anyway.
Yeah, pigs in blanket. Stuffing.
Stuffing, yeah.
I do like a bit of stuffing.
What does my mum always do?
I mean,
a lot of cabbage.
Yeah.
What is it? Thing. And obviously you've got your red currant sauce.
Red currant sauce.
As well as the gravy, you've got to have both.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the red currant sauce, but I will always put it on my plate just to kind of, why not?
So it is just, by the way, I Googled Brussels sprouts. It's just because of when they grow. They grow in like quite low temperatures.
They grow
quite easily in the UK.
Well, my mum always says, Brussels sprouts, don't eat them until after the first frost.
That's why.
So there you go. That's why we obviously have them at Christmas time.
Okay. Well, apparently Brussels sprouts is officially the UK's favourite Christmas vegetable.
Wow.
It's just the UK, I think, that we do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if any other country eats. Saying that, I have seen Brussels sprouts here, Jade.
I have seen them here.
So we could do a pre-Christmas Christmas lunch with Brussels sprouts.
We will have to, because Emily's leaving me at Christmas, so we will have to do an English Christmas lunch.
We will, before I disappear back to England for Christmas, yes.
I've got crackers.
Yeah, you've got
to have Christmas crackers.
You've got to have
table.
A Christmas cracker
they're
on the
crackers,
table.
They're crackers. They're not to eat. They're not edible.
No, they're the thing.
Although cheese and biscuits, cheese and crackers is also needed at Christmas.
Yeah. That isn't that your course between main course and dessert, right?
Yeah.
You go.
Or like, you know, you've obviously had Christmas lunch and then it's the evening.
And then it's the evening, so you have it mid.
All the leftover bits out.
And that's when you have cheese. Yeah.
And I like a cheddar, you know, like they're ones that with the different flavours. So you've got like.
And we both say the one with cranberry in it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, like a Red Leicester with cranberries or like a really strong cheddar.
Yeah.
Oh, I do
lots
miss.
Of different cheeses.
Lots of different cheeses. I'm going to be eating a load of cheese when I go back, because why not? I mean, don't get me wrong, we can get lots of cheeses here, but they're just not the same.
They're not. What about your dessert? Are you a Christmas pudding?
I am a Christmas pud girl.
With brandy sauce.
With brandy sauce, yeah.
Just wondering, my mum always likes a Christmas pudding. I do quite like it now. I never used to like it as a kid. Mm. And you've obviously got Christmas cake.
Christmas cake, Yule log.
Yule log, yeah. I think the Yule log was just added in because everything else is fruitcake.
Yeah, it is. We always have a Yule log purely because half my family don't do Christmas pudding. Because I know a lot of people don't like the fruit. Dried fruit, basically.
Yes, dried fruit with alcohol.
So we always have a Christmas pud. So we're like a half and half family.
It's the lighting of the Christmas pudding.
Yeah, that's my dad's job.
Yeah.
Always.
It's got to be someone's job.
He always does it. And he always does it normally twice. So it's then heavily brandified because it already has it in anyway. And then he does 2 tablespoons full of.
I'm aware that we have like a lot of American listeners, so
yeah.
I'm curious to know how it different.
But
they also have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
Yeah.
It's very close for 2 holidays where you eat a similar thing, right?
Well, yeah, because they eat turkey for Thanksgiving. They obviously have like cranberry sauce. I know they have like a lot of
yams,
sweet potato. but yeah, what do that? Yeah, how does that differ? It would be interesting. Yeah, as American listeners, let us know what the difference is between your.
Do you eat Brussels sprouts?
I don't reckon they do.
I don't reckon they do.
No, I don't think so.
Sorry to be judgmental. But. Probably not. I think it's just the UK that, like, you have to have Brussels sprouts on Christmas.
I know.
It's a tradition.
Amongst all the other vegetables that seem to appear as well, like
obviously,
broccoli, carrots,
you need all the
peas, like everything.
Oh, my sister does, what is it? Roasted carrots in marmalade. Oh my God, they are so good.
Yeah, like honey roasted. Mm. Mm. Now, we always have a tradition for Boxing Day, which is bubble and squeak. I don't know if that's something that everyone does.
A lot of people do, I think.
But it's all like, basically, it's like all the veggie leftovers.
Yeah, chucked in together.
Which I'm pretty sure my mum or my auntie, depending on who's hosting, they purposefully do more vegetables on Christmas Day for bubble and squeak the next day. So it's not necessarily our leftovers. It's just that they've
made extra.
They've made extra, so we have it the next day. But I do love a bit of bubble and squeak with cold meats the next day.
See, we don't really do that in my family. We normally do like a Boxing Day thing, or we did back in the day, but it would, like with some leftovers.
Hmm.
But it's like a weird mix, because then we'll also do like pizzas and stuff, like just snacky food.
Yeah,
it's on the table, everyone stands up.
Exactly.
And everyone's like milling around and you just grab a little bit. It's not like a sit down dinner. It's like
it's more like a buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
A gathering. Of family.
Same.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's how ours is. Like everything's on the table. It's
picky.
Yeah, it's
you're
just
not, like,
picky.
Sat down. You're not wearing your party hats. It's not.
No.
Your little crowns. Oh, I love that.
Oh, I know. And the Christmas jokes you get in the crackers.
Oh, they're always awful. It's great.
I love it.
Think of one now.
I know.
It's always to do with like Santa or reindeers or penguins or.
I know. I can't think. We'll have to do like near Christmas. Maybe
jokes.
We'll do like Christmas jokes on our stories or something on Instagram. And we're like, and we can, put them out there and see if you know the answers. Because I'm pretty sure everyone knows the answers to the Christmas jokes now. Right? Because they've just been recycled.
Yeah, I was going to say, then there's not new ones.
Well, not that I've noticed.
Do you think it's someone's job to write those jokes now?
Or
do they just reuse them?
Maybe. I mean, it's probably a reuse, I reckon. They get just printed on those little pieces of paper, shoved in the cracker, and there you go.
Good times.
Good times.
You get like really weird things in.
Oh, yeah, the gift.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always end up with like the mirror or the little comb or.
There's a little comb.
Or like the nail clippers or something. Always end up with the same things every year.
I'm pretty sure my Waitrose crackers, which I also bought back, like mini crackers, have all got keychains in them.
Oh, okay,
which
yeah.
Everyone gets. You get a keychain. You get a keychain.
Which I'd kind of rather that everyone gets the same one, because we always have like the thing of like, oh, but. You know, especially when we were kids, we'd all argue over. And ultimately,
like,
as well,
a whistle or something that makes an annoying
someone
noise.
Loses theirs, because when they pull the cracker, it suddenly disappears in the air and no one can ever find it.
One person always ends up without a hat, and you're like, but there's enough crackers, so who's got your hat?
Again,
like, you have to wear the hat.
Yeah.
We have to wear the hats when we sit, like, when you're eating, you've got to wear the hat.
Yeah, we do that. Everyone has to wear
a crown, paper crown. Someone's always got a better colour.
Yeah.
It's got like a shit colour.
There's always a shit colour. And then someone, I don't know, like my mum one year got like, must have got fancy ones, because they were like gold ones and silver ones inside.
Yeah.
Rather than the multicoloured tissue paper ones,
I've got a question.
Mm-hmm. Go for
it. Is Christmas Day going to be different now? Because there's not the Queen's speech for you to fall asleep to after you've eaten.
Well, I'm assuming it'll be the King's
speech.
Is he going to do a speech? He will. He'll have to.
We don't have to. That was her thing.
It'll be, but I reckon he will want to carry it on. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? But yeah.
Obviously, I don't watch it here. To be fair, my family rarely have watched it, because, you know, there's like a rerun of a Christmas movie instead.
Always. Harry Potter's always on around Christmas. On. So that's what we normally end up watching.
It's the most wonderful time. Sorry, I love Harry Potter.
It is. It's always on. And it's normally like the weeks before, don't they? Like lead
they
up
all of
to.
Them,
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that.
I love Harry Potter.
But yeah, there's always some...
I mean, I could just watch it anyway, but, you know.
Yeah, and then haven't... Like, I know, obviously, in Britain, they've obviously got, like, certain, like, TV shows that always do a Christmas special, right? So they're always on around, like...
Oh, yeah, loads of people want to watch EastEnders, don't they, on Christmas
Day? Yeah, like, on Christmas Day. Like, there's different ones where they've traditionally always done a Christmas special. I'm looking forward to kind of everything. Everything about English Christmas. But any... She's Googling, guys. She's multitasking here. Whilst we're chatting away.
I'm Googling if Charles is doing a speech. Sorry. He is doing his first Christmas speech.
Oh, it's going to be so boring, I reckon. No offence.
Was the Queen's one really interesting?
No, but Queenie was Queenie.
So she'd get Paddington involved.
I know. So who's she get? Like, what's he going to do?
I do find it funny, because obviously she said she liked Paddington like one time or whatever, and now everyone links her with Paddington.
Well, yeah,
it's a little bit like, you know, like you say you like one thing, and then your auntie always buys you something with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a bit like that, but
the Queen,
with a nation.
The Queen got Paddington basically famous.
Yeah.
For his marmalade sandwiches. Is it marmalade? Yeah.
Marmalade sandwiches, yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong with marmalade anyway. I don't know if I'd have it in a sandwich, mind, but marmalade itself.
I do love marmalade.
Mm.
I bought marmalade back at all.
Jade, Christmas chutney. You've got some,
I've
right?
I've got Christmas chutney. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have
with
to...
With your crackers and cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to have Christmas to bring chutney. You back some proper good cheddar, aren't I? Make sure you can have your Christmas chutney.
No, they sell it in France. I'll buy cheddar in France.
Okay. All right.
Coming back after Christmas. What's
that's
the point
true.
In that,
that's true. You'll probably have eaten it by then.
Well, yeah. Christmas. It's Christmas chutney. What do you think? I'm going to wait till the 29th. No, thank you.
No, true. Well, if you had any left, or do you think you're going to finish it all?
Well, it depends. I don't know. I'm just going to buy some cheddar here. We live next to France. We'd be able to get good cheese, won't I?
This is true. They do have good cheese just across the border.
Well, they have good cheese here too, but it's different.
It's different. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of other...
I don't like hard cheese as much, unless it's Parmesan.
No, I know.
They're
it's all very soft cheese.
People, aren't they? Mm. Very Italians.
Mm. Which, I mean, I like all cheese, but yeah, sometimes you kind of can't be a good
so
cheddar.
Our Christmases here have been quite different. Obviously, this was the second year in the row that Em's going back. I went back last year. I'm staying this year. But yeah, they do it differently. So I know at least my partner's family and your partner's family celebrate on the 24th.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
which we hate.
Which I'm like, no.
I like it. It's nice to have a meal on Christmas Eve. That's quite nice.
But don't give presents.
No, it's not Christmas. Santa's not been yet.
No. Who have you got them from then?
Exactly. I've decided on presents for my dog. I'm getting her a stocking. Don't even care.
Well, all the dogs in my family get stockings, so.
She's my baby. I love her.
There you go. You haven't got any kids. This is your first Christmas. Then why not? Spoiler rotten. She's spoiled anyway, so.
I found this new toy because she's destroyed Hippo. If you watch our Instagram story, she had this Hippo that she destroyed.
Poor Hippo.
In protest. He's got lost a leg now and all.
Well, he's got no stuffing in his head.
He's lost his head. He's lost his tail. Now he's lost a leg.
Oh, God, so he's just like a body in three limbs. Yeah. Lovely. She's
but
a meanie.
Found a fox.
Oh, a
she
fox.
She likes to chase the foxes outside in the middle of the night. Mm. So I found a fox that we're going to get. Again, I get some little like snow booties.
Yeah, she does need them if we're going to go for some hikes.
Oh, speaking of food, sorry, so that's what we are meant to be talking about. In your stocking, do you get an orange or do you get a chocolate orange?
I get a chocolate orange.
But it was a thing that you'd give.
Yes, you would. You normally, yeah, traditionally it's an actual orange and they normally like
stick. I
think
my mum put one in. Yeah. Why did they do that?
Yeah. Oh, isn't that, what's that, Christingle, where you have an orange and you have to stick things
in it?
Like cloves in it or something.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I remember, as a school, and then you used to all go. Christingle, I think it's called. I believe.
I don't know. But yeah, you get the orange.
But no, I get a chocolate orange always.
I get a chocolate orange, but I always used to get.
And do you get coins, chocolate coins?
Yeah, chocolate coins. In your stocking.
In your stocking. So basically, Christmas morning starts with
half
your chocolate coins are gone before you've even got out of bed.
Well, because you're eating them whilst you look through your stocking.
Yeah. You've got fuel for the morning. And then obviously now that we're older, we go straight on to Bucks Fizz because it'd be rude not to. Also, I can't quite, you know, fathom the whole just straight champagne or straight Prosecco.
No. So when I'm feeling better, maybe our Christmas episode, we'll have a Bucks Fizz with you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if you want to join, guys, Bucks Fizz is basically sparkling wine of your choice.
It's a mimosa.
It is a mimosa with orange juice.
With orange juice instead of, what is it, peach juice?
Yeah, instead of peach juice, yeah. So if you want to join us for our Christmas episode.
Which will be on the 21st.
On the 21st, then. Get it ready. Bucks Fizz.
Get yourself a fancy glass.
Now, what is it you always do for breakfast on Christmas morning?
So I like pastries. Me and my mum did pastries. Mm. Obviously, last year we did like avocado and poached eggs on toast.
Mm-hmm. We normally do eggs with smoked salmon. I don't have the smoked salmon because I can't. Ugh, disgusting
Which
thing.
I did enjoy, but I like a pastry with my Bucks Fizz.
Same. I prefer. Also, I don't really want to eat a massive. No. Like breakfast when I know I'm going to be having like a massive lunch.
And then like what we like to do is obviously like you've got your morning, you open your presents, you're a bit chill. Maybe we go see my sister or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we go pub.
Yeah. Got to have a pub drink.
Well, we prep veggies and stuff in the morning. So we're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Then you go to the pub, have a drink, and then you come back.
Which is only open for a few hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and it packed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everyone
goes to the pub.
Yeah, and they probably all the same people were there the night before.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting drunk.
We'll go to the pub on Christmas Eve.
And then maybe midnight mass if you're feeling like it. Why not?
And then, yeah. And then obviously your evening, a lot of people, some pubs open again in the evening for a few hours. Obviously they only do drinks if they're doing food.
Unless they've done
food.
You
can't just go for drinks. It's very confusing.
No. I mean, we generally don't go... of an evening because we're like
have
all just
a pub Christmas lunch.
Nope.
My family have. It was quite nice actually.
Oh,
there's
no.
loads and loads of you and you don't have to.
I'm
space.
Trying to think. Maybe we have done it once actually. I think we might have done
we
it
did
one
it for
time.
A couple of years. It was nice because you don't have to worry about washing up. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I can't quite remember, but maybe we have done it once. But it's normally we spend Christmas with my dad's side of the family. So it's between my mum or my auntie who host. And then we, as kids, traditionally then spent New Year's with my mum's side of the family. So we've normally gone between two houses for Christmas.
There.
So, yeah. This year it's all at my mum's. So, you know.
Well, you're not there for New Year's, are you?
I'm not there for New Year's. I'll be back here ready for the Italians.
New Year's. Up the mountain.
Up the mountain for more food.
For more food. Because they celebrate, well, how many courses are there, like 8 or 9?
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. I mean, yeah. But then
you're still eating at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, you have like, we have a pause for the new year and then you continue.
Yeah.
Because why not? Oh dear.
So, look, it's a time for eating. It's time for being merry, jolly and sharing with people.
I just, yeah. December is a great month.
Eating with others is that like nice sharing.
Well, it's a social thing, isn't it? Yeah. You know, you're getting to eat some good food, good company.
And I think the point is like people have spent hours cooking. It's like a nice share. Even the cooking part of it. And you've got a big enough kitchen is a shared experience.
Exactly. Or it might be that other people bring food with them, isn't it? So it's normally like a bit of a joint effort. Everyone gets involved. It's probably about the only time people do.
Yeah.
You know. In my household, no.
We love Christmas. It's December. We're excited. We love Christmas.
The men don't help cooking in my household. It's only the women. But there's enough of us, so it's fine.
Yeah.
They go off. They get the fire ready. They do all like, you know, go to the pub.
They stay in the pub for longer.
Yeah.
Like last year when I was back, you could see it. Like families arriving together, the women stand having one drink and then they're being like, right.
And then I've got to go because I've got to go get it. Yeah. I've got to go put the food in the oven and all the men stay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a prime example of my family.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Well, you know, some traditions. I don't mind that because actually you have just as good as a time when you're drinking.
I was going to say, when we get back, we pop open more alcohol. Oh, so we're still drinking. It's just we're drinking for free. We're not having to pay for it.
And obviously you don't pay your tab. You leave the pub. The men pay for the drinks whilst go home and cook.
Exactly. Fine.
So it doesn't bother me.
No. We all chip in. It's great fun.
It's a nice experience. We'll be doing that, just me and Emily.
Yes. Yeah. Me and you get
I'll
it all
pretend
ready.
Christmas. Oh. I'll have to do it before you. When are you leaving? 21st.
21st. So, yeah. That week before. 19th. On the Sunday.
19th. There we go. We're having Christmas on the 19th.
Yeah. So, I think.
That sums up our Christmas food. We've spoken about food for.
I mean, there's probably other foods that we've forgotten, but you know what, guys? Let us know if you've got like a traditional food that you love to have at Christmas time.
You're like, what? That's not on your plate. What's wrong with you girls? Maybe it is. Maybe we just forgot.
Yeah. Because I mean, you know, I start thinking about one piece of food and then I kind of get sidetracked. And, yeah.
Food's distracting.
It is.
If you want to overindulge. It's December, guys.
We will be doing it with you, okay? So there is no judgment from us at all if you do want to do the indulgence thing.
But only do it if it's going to make you feel good.
Yeah, if you're going to guilt trip yourself, then maybe not.
Yeah. Just don't guilt trip yourself. Who cares? It's fucking December.
Exactly. It's 1 month of the year. Come on.
Thank you for putting up with my raspy little voice.
I mean, some of you might find it nice, I suppose.
I think it's very nice. You're having to move my head away to cough. It's not great.
No, but hopefully for the next few episodes in December,
it's going to heal quickly. I'm sat with my scarf around my neck.
Yeah, Jade's normal voice will be back with us.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for listening, guys. And, you know, enjoy December.
Happy December.
Happy December. We won't say Happy Christmas just yet because we're saving that for the last one. But yeah, I think...
obviously, keep living boldly. It's Christmas. Why not?
Check out our Insta. We'll obviously be doing updates. You'll get to see all the lovely snow that we've got here. Obviously, email subscriptions, website.
The whole show.
Download the podcast.
Emily does this like really creepy eyes. She like stares at me when she says download as if it's me that's not downloading it. It's not you. That look is meant for you.
It's you. I'm staring into, you know, into you, into your lives, guys. Download that podcast.
And we appreciate it. We love you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ciao.
Thanks for joining.
Oh God, I nearly said it then. Okay, too early.
Ready?
Ready. Ciao for now.